Hi everybody, it's me, Alexa. So today I have been reading a book that I picked up a couple days ago, on Thursday, I think. And it's called A Guide to Philosophy in 6 Hours and 15 Minutes by Witold Gombrowskis. Well, if that's a freaking name, oh my god. But I've only been on... I'm only on page 10, which is up to the second lesson, and it's insane how much of a, how, like, mind-blown I am by some of these things that are said. For example, water boils when it reaches a certain degree of heat. There is no guarantee that water will begin to boil again on the 10,000th try. It's called a posterior judgment. It's really interesting stuff. I don't know. But this book brought about the question that I think you guys should try to help me answer. Is, to what extent can one be sure about consciousness? To what extent can consciousness be authentic? If my view of this is if you always are thinking about something, then it's... conscious, it's a conscious decision. And if it's a conscious decision, then it's not authentic. You know what I mean? Like, being authentic is being yourself and doing what you would do, but you're not really authentic if you think about your decision. An example this book gives is saying, I exist as a conditional judgment. If I kick Dominique, she'll kick me twice, meaning doing the right thing, not kicking her, means you receive the right treatment back, but not getting kicked twice. It's like the connection of casualty. It's very interesting, and I'd love to hear what you guys say about this. And once again, the question is, to what extent can one be sure about consciousness? To what extent can consciousness be authentic? So let me know what you think, and I'm quite excited to hear your answers. So I'll see you next time.